Okay, picking up in Hilchos Pesach over here, we're going to discuss today the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz and Bittel Chametz. So the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz is checking one's house for the Chametz. Chazal instituted, the rabbis instituted that one, on the day before Pesach, on Leil Yudalid, the night before Pesach, one has a mitzvah to search for his chametz and to get rid of it. It's important to note that min haTorah, from the Torah law, it's enough if a person will do the bittul. We'll discuss that, the nusach that you say after the kol chamira, and you say that everything is going to be hefker, and you say that none of it is really yours. However, the Rabbanan say that no, that's not enough, because very obviously a person could just make he's not going to really take it seriously. He's going to just say it, but if you come along and try to take your, take your schnapps from you, then you're going to yell at him and say, no, that's mine. So we're afraid of that, so therefore we make you look for your chametz, and we establish that you have to get rid of your chametz. We'll discuss mechiras chametz amir tashem another day, but we're talking about just the main point over here is that one has to, on Leil Yudalid, to look for all chametz in his possession and to get rid of it. Okay? So that is the mitzvah. So now, when is that mitzvah start? So that starts immediately after Tzeisak Chavim, because that's the time when people are home, and you need a ner to look in all the areas properly where it might be. So again, as we pointed out, the Ikar mitzvah is to do it on Leil Yudalid. However, for whatever reason, a person's not able to, then anyone from 30 days before is going to be chayav. This year, it's really not so much nogea, but usually everyone who goes on Pesach programs has this shayla. This year, it's, most people are going to be in their house, so everyone's going to be doing it. Most people are going to be doing it on Leil Yudalid, the night of the 14th. Okay? Some have the minug of putting out 10 pieces of chametz, and they just look for those 10 pieces, and that's it. So really, that's not the right thing to be doing, even though many people for already a week, or maybe even more sometimes, have already been preparing, cleaning up all their whole house. We're not talking in the times of the Gemara, they had a house that was maybe, a big house would be 200 square feet. That was like big. So our Baruch Hashem, our houses are much bigger than that. So people are preparing already for a week or two, preparing, cleaning the chametz. That's understandable. But still, even though that's the case, a person should still be checking, areas you may have forgotten about and doing a formidable checking of your house. Even though if a person does just do this 10, there are poskim would say that b'di'evad, in a situation where after the fact you've already done that, it's not a bracha vatala, but that is definitely not the best way to do it. The best way to doing it is really checking areas you might have forgotten about, looking around, and even though you really have your house pretty much checked, that is still kedai to do that. But if one did the other way, wouldn't say it's a bracha vatala, but really, again, you shouldn't try not to do that. Now, what it's usur, even before that time comes, a half hour before the time of Tzeisak Chacham, of a nightfall, it's already usur for a person to be engaging in other activities, such as working, or eating a big meal, or things of the like. However, have fruits and things like that, even a half hour before would be okay. A little bit of a drink would be okay. That is all a half hour before. However, once the time comes, then it's really usur to do even a small malacha, and eating is also, and even going to a shir, even learning Torah at a shir is going to be usher, because the ikar mitzvah right away at Tzeisak Chavim. This year, I think most people are going to be home, so really there's no excuses. A person right away at Tzeisak Chavim should be doing the bedika, and afterwards you can daven Maariv, especially if you don't have a set minyan at Tzeis now, because there's no minyanim. Then first, I think, l'chora, you'd have to ask Rav about this one, but I think a person should be doing the bedika first, and then daven Maariv after. What areas of your house need to be checked? So the simple rule is, anywhere you're afraid or chametz could have been taken, that you need to check in. So if a person has a bathroom where no one ever eats in there, so then you wouldn't necessarily have to check that bathroom. However, there's a rule that the post can bring down, which is very nogea. I definitely agree with this rule, is that you have children, and basically everything is a free-for-all, and basically everywhere you have to check, because they could have brought in chametz. Small children bring things everywhere with them. When you're not looking, they run around with little chametz, pieces of chametz. So really, you should be checking most of the house, if possible. And that area you'd have to check. What about an area like under your fridge, where you definitely think there's for sure crumbs of chametz, maybe even more than that, but it's an area you're never going to get to on Pesach. You can't even, if you wanted to, you wouldn't have to. You'd have to get someone to help you plunge it out. So would you have to figure out a way to take that out? So the poskim seem to assume that if you do the bittul properly and there's no possible way, like the fridge, unless there's something crazy happens, to take it out, then that would be okay. We would rely on the bittul, the nusach of you saying that everything is hefker, because that really it is hefker. You have no access to it on Pesach, and the bittul in that situation would be enough. So how do you check? What do you use to check? So you should use an or haner, you should use a candle. and dafka should be a wax candle. It shouldn't be like a havdalah candle to be pasul, dafka a wax candle. And some say that nowadays a flashlight is better. So a lot of it would be depend on which your posik would say. Assume some say that a flashlight should take the place of that because you could check better area, the areas at nighttime. And so some do both. That's what I try to do, is use both a flashlight and that to try to mekayim the minug. The minug was always to use a candle. However, it seems a lot of posikim say it's better. The best way to do it is a flashlight, so that you can do the yesh v'yesh, either one, maybe the best way to do both, if it's possible. To make a bracha now on the bedika, we say the bracha of asher kiddushanu b'tzavet zvanu al bir chametz, of destroying the chametz, even though the ikar mitzvah is going to be taking place tomorrow. That's the only time you make the bracha. What if you forgot to make the bracha right away and you already started looking? So the post can bring that. As long as you still have more to check, it'd be enough to say the bracha. And some even wanted to say this is a machlokis. You'd have to ask your rabbi about this shayla. Some would want to even say, even if you forgot to check, the next day before you do the serifa, you're allowed to make this bracha. That you'd have to ask your rabbi about. Okay, we'll finish up for here today. Mitzvah Shem pick up tomorrow with a little bit more halachas of bedikas chametz.